והיא בשלח פרו יסורם. One is a word I heard today in the morning in my neighborhood, is a Chabatska Yid. And we became very close. We had fights and close. He's very, very wealthy. He lives mamash like a Pashto Yid. He owns all the gas that they found around Eretz Yisrael. He's the owner. And, you know, years ago I asked him for a tzedakah and he said no, so I didn't speak to him for 2 years. And then we became very close. And every time, now every yontif, he comes over to me, you know, what he did for all the almonas in the neighborhood. So I said, I'm planning to do this. Okay, we'll do triple and I'm taking the whole mitzvah. And like this the whole time. So Chanukah he made me to buy for every almona. It doesn't make a difference what, no. The thing is, I have to buy it myself, and he gives the money. So Erev Chanukah, you know, I went, you know, about donuts, milchik and ones, fleshy, and I am tired of what, you know, the candies, and this was the deal. Yesterday, he gave me the money for the whole thing. So I told him, tell me a vote on the parsha. I want the vote. You know, every time it's money, something is more important than money. I want to see if you can tell me a vote. So he told me, you will not understand it, it's chassidish. I said, I also have Hasidic blood. So he told me, Vahi b'shalach paro yesom. Vahi b'shalach paro yesom. Chassidim fragen, Chassidim ask, paro yesom the om? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. Vahi b'tzeis Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. Beis Yaakov me-am lo yes. Bishleim me-paroi. Paroi made the tzores to Klal Yisrael. Aber Vahi b'shalach paro yesom? So the truth is, the Medrash frek de kashe, and the Medrash says, "Mikan shelo yotzu elo birshus." The Mishnah Melech in Parshas Drachim was a famous shmuz of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in it. That was, you know, they raised it in the shmuzim. You can't see it; they covered that line. But Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said in Parshas Beshalach that the father of the Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe Folder, was nifter this week. Big Tzadik, the Malayim, Big Talmid Chochem, so his father, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, would say over this Medrash, Vahi Beshalach Paro Yisom, the Medrash had this Chassidish Kashe. Vahi Beshalach Paro Yisom, Paro he sends the people. Lo Yotzu Elo Birshus. They had to get permission to leave. So why did they need permission to leave? Omar Moshe, we're not Yoitze Elo Bereshus. So the Mishnah Melech says that Rashi says in Dvorim that when you free a Eved, you have to bonus him. In that days it's called Ha'anoke. Nowadays we call it a bonus. When he leaves, it's not enough that you paid him what you paid him. You have to show him appreciation. A guy who leaves your house for 6 years, it's not enough he will come home. Yeah, I finished. It's a bonus. It's the first bonus that's written in the Torah. It's called Anik Tanikloi. Keshem, Zok Rashi, Shani enakti lochem b'mitzrayim, shenemar, v'yenatzlo es mitzrayim bizas hayom. Klal Yisrael got extra. You also, when you go, every time we see, we read the Parsha Shmishpatim, you were slaves, free the slaves, I freed you, Zochor Tizkor Ki Eved Oiso Be'eretz Mitzrayim, there's a lot of comparison. So you also have to give a anoke. So the Mishnah Melech is a aloche, b'ireyach ein lo ya'anoke. If the Eved ran away, you're not mechuyev to give him a anoke. So when they left Mitzrayim, they wanted to leave Bereshus to be Zeichen de Anoke. And Reb Chaim said a shmuz. The first shmuzim were written by Reb Aryeh and by his son, Reb Fol, that was Nifter now. It came out in Stenzlach. And after a week, it was tipexed, two lines. Und mir weiß, dass sie nicht dem ist Pshat. This was the shmuz. Und mir weiß, in our derech and the mir, it's not the way we learn Midrashim. Mais, you can't talk like this in the Mishnah Melech, so they tipexed it, and you see in the new sichas, v'oid yesh loimah. Yeah? For the shmuz was in yeshiva, this is not the pshat in the medrash. The medrash is coming to say derech eretz. Klal Yisrael, even when they left Mitzrayim, they asked for derech eretz. That was a whole shmuz, you could see it in sichas Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. But I want to go back to this pshat that I heard today after Shachris and Vishnitz from this... Chaim Shleiman, what was his last name? He said, Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim for fixing Klal Yisrael. Chazal called it Kura Barza. We don't understand what it means to take out the Nitzaytzes. We don't understand. But to, the way to Klal Yisrael, they needed to be in Mitzrayim to make them ready. When Paroi finished to make the product ready, we left. Vahi b'shalach Paroi. Paroi made the b'shalach. Paroi made them ready to leave Mitzrayim. Like Chazal say, Vayarom ki Paroi hikriv. Uparoi hikriv, Roshan HaPosuk. Uparo hikri, perik yudalet posuk yud, uparo hikri. Zot Rashi, Rashi. Hoyo le lichtoi veparo korav. What is veparo hikri? Hikri libom leavim shebashomai. Rashi says this, Pshat. But this is what I'm saying, Pshat. Had to be written veparo korav. What is veparo hikri? So Rashi says, Paro put himself to be the first one on the front. But forget about what Rashi answers. But Rashi is explaining that the Lashon, the Ivre of the Pasuk is not the right way. Had to be the Paroi Korav. So the Chassidim bring down the Paroi Hikriv Avim Shebashamayim. The messages, when you have Isurim, it's only a way to get you close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person has a surgery, he has cancer, he has to take it out. So the doctor takes him, takes a knife and cuts him. When he wakes up, he beats up the doctor. You cut me up to pieces. He says, thank you. I, the doctor, cut him. A yid, when someone does avul to him, he doesn't get upset on the guy that avuled him. See, Alamoy, the marshal, the guy that fell on the floor. I don't know if you know that. The meaning of the kids, if you fall on the floor, you hit the floor. I think when you're older, I didn't see an yeshiva bachrim do it. At least not in the mirror, yeah? What is the pshat? Why no one hits the floor? Why the kids hit the floor? You know why the kids hit the floor? They get very upset, right? Why you don't hit the floor? Why don't hit the floor? Not upset on the floor? Why not? But so why are you upset on your roommate that teases you? He's also a floor. Hashem send him. V'ichbadeti eslev Paroi. Hashem send him. When Paroi has a cheshev with Hashem, Paroi is only a shliach of Hashem. Vahi b'shalach Paroi. Oh, Paroi made us ready. So, when Paroi made us ready, I'll say a vote. It's maybe dark, I will say it on Rosh Chodesh Adar, but we'll say it today. There's a vote. It's called the Milse de Bdichusa, it's called. Say over there was a Yid, a Festam Ha'oretz. A Festam, they have a Siddur here? They have a Siddur maybe? A Festam Ha'oretz. Okay, it's Shukech. That he looked for a shidduch for his daughter. He was very, very wealthy. He goydel the wealth, goydel the amoretz. And he came, and he had to faher the bocher. And every bocher that came to the faher, I think Reb Chaim Alojiner was said over this maisi. He came to the Alojin, and he said, but he, Reb Chaim, he asked for the best bocher. Reb Chaim would give him the bocher. But he has to faher. And he had one kasha. He knew b'mei madliki. It's the only thing he never learned. He knew b'mei madliki. Said, "Am I madlikim? Am I ain't madlikim? Loi b'shem, loi b'chayisach, loi b'cholov, b'zamidov, loi b'zamidov, loi b'shem, namai, loi b'zefes, loi b'shayim, loi b'chashanakik, loi b'shem etzreif, loi b'aliyah, loi b'chaylev." So, nochum amoyda, am I madlikim b'chaylev mevusho? This amoretz, he would read the madlikim, loi b'shem and kik, loi b'shem etzreif, loi b'aliyah, loi b'chaylev nochum. Hamodi yomer. and he wanted to know what is the Isur to light with Chelev Nochum. Why Chelev Nochum is Osur? And people explained to him, you don't say Veloy Bechelev Nochum. You say Veloy Bechelev Nochum Amodi. And he would say, if you don't know an answer, don't read wrong. And like this, he would send out the bacha. He says, the person doesn't know how to dance. He says, the floor is crooked. I'm asking you a posh to shaylef, a posh nish b'chaylev nochum, and you're answering me, v'loy b'chaylev nochum amadi. And like this, for years, he comes to yeshiva, and he's offering to give the whole world to the bacha that will know the answer. And Reb Chaim Volozhin says, he sends him the best bacha, and he says, no. Till one bacha told him, for sure, I know why. It says in our parsha, v'hi b'shalach paro yisom, v'loy nochum. Nochum didn't want to go out. Because of that, we can't use his chaylev. He took him for an eidim. So Reb Chaim Volozhin just said, Abol, a person is krug, and he fights with the whole world, till another krug people agrees with him, and then he's happy. He said, listen, Abol, a person has a mistake. Listen to the smart people. No. Till he finds the krug person, oh, that krug person, he will give all of his money, everything. Because that krug person agrees with him. So it's a zot bezachi, gichasele, with the gresta be'aretz. Some people that didn't want to go out. Ki kolo ul ki omar loikim bi nochi mom bi roisu milchomo ve shovu mitzrayimo ve yosef loikim esom derech hamidbor yamsuf ve chamushim olu bnei yisroel meeretz mitzrayim ve yikach moishe es atzmo is yosef imoi ki ashbea ishbea es bnei yisroel leimoi poko yidivko yidaleikim eschem ve alisem es atzmo isayim mizeh yitchem. So the Mefarshim asked, why he took the bones? We know Yosef was whole, completely. It's bowed down. Chazal, Yosef was Sholem. Atzmos Yehuda Misgoyle Limbaorim. Why he took the bones of Yosef? And the answer is, because the chiyuv was to mekayim the shvua to Yosef. And Yosef was mashbia, yivkoy de loikim eschem ve'alisem es atzmoisai. Yosef can't tell them, I will be whole, so take me. The Chanovi says, my bones will be there, bring my bones. The chiyuv of Moshe was mekayim the shvua of Yosef to take the bones. The din was to take the bones, as Dr. Buskel. Gerade he took the ganze Yosef. But the mitzvah, now, you're saying, the ganze din to say this Buskerov's word. Chazal say, Chacham lev yikach mitzvah ze Moshe Rabbeinu. That when everyone was busy with Bizas Hayom, Yosef, Moshe was busy to take the aroine shel Yosef. Find about. Everyone was busy stamping to collecting money, and he was doing mitzvahs. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvah ze Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone was busy with one mitzvah, he was busy. The answer is, Bizas Hayom was also a mitzvah. Bizas Hayom was also a mitzvah. But Moshe said, but it's a better mitzvah. The mitzvah was, alisem es atzmoisai. So the mitzvah was to take the atzmoisai. ויער ישראל מצרים נסה אחריהם ויאמרו אל מוישה מבלתי הם קבורים במצרים הלא זה הדבר אשר דיברנו אליך במצרים חדל ממנו ונעבדו את מצרים ויאמר מוישה אל העם אל תראו הסייצבו ראו את ישועת השם פר י"ד פסוק י"ג כי כאשר ראיסם את מצרים היום לא יסייסיפו לראיסם עוד עד אילו Hashem ilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishu. It's the first time I heard once about Hashem ilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishun. Pasha says, don't worry, Hashem will take care of it. I heard once from my uncle, Reb Avraham Shmulevitz, the brother of the Rosh Hashiva Reb Rafael that was nifter this week. He said, it was not stam Hashem ilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishu. Was a kpoda in Kiryas Yamsuf that people would do nothing. ויאמינו בהשם ובמוישה עבדו עוז יושר מוישה. If people would do ishtadlis to fight Mitzrayim, they would spoil the ness of Kriyas Yamsuf. was a tnai in Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem ilochem lochem v'atem tacharishu. But Moshe tells them, כאשר תוסיפו לירוס את מצרים, כאשר ראיסם את מצרים היום, לא יסויסיפו לירוסם עוד עד אוילו. You will never see מצרים anymore. I remember the Knesiyah HaGdoilah HaShishis, Rav Rudelman, the Rosh Hashiva, the God Lador, from America, the Rosh Hashiva of Ner Yisrael, came to Eretz Yisrael. My younger brother was 5 years old. I was a little bit older. And we went to visit Rav Rudelman. He stayed in the Malon HaMerkaz, what is called today Prima Palace, near Zichron Moshe. And Rav Rudelman asked my younger brother, what are you learning? He said, Parshas Beshalach. Maybe my brother was 7 years old. And he asked him a question. If a person makes a shvua not to look on a person, and the person dies, you're allowed to look on him or not? He made a shvua not to look on. Happens a lot of times. People have a fight. I will never look on you anymore. Yeah, shvua. Then the guy dies, and you need aidim to recognize him. He dies in the army. Yeah, these two people had a fight. He has to come to a daguna. He said, well, I'm not allowed to look. It's a ma'isa sha'oya. That was sitting there. And this shayla came up. He asked my brother if he knows the answer. This was the fahar to the kid, 7 years old. And my brother said, yes, before shapasuk, you're allowed to. Moshe Rabbeinu says, כאשר ראיסם את מצרים לא יסויסיפו לירוסם עוד עד אוילום. You will never see מצרים anymore. And Kopo Mupsukim says, Vayar Yisroel es Mitzrayim meis al sfas hayom. Moshe told him, you will not see Mitzrayim anymore. And then it says, Vayar Moshe, and before, the pasuk before the shiur started. Vayosha Hashem bayom us Yisroel ve'al Mitzrayim v'se le'emuni Vayar Yisroel es Mitzrayim meis al sfas hayom. Vayar Yisroel es hayod ha'gdoilo oz yosher Moshe. Moshe said, you will not see them anymore. The Torah says, if you make a shvua not to look at a person when he's alive, you're allowed to see him when he's dead. There's different answers about, this is the answer that Rav Rudelman wanted. The Maaseh Zbodam from the Tirat Mimo brings down that he was Mechadosh already himself when he was asked the question. He was 40, but he was Mechadosh the answer on this Shaila also. And ויאמר השם אל מוישה מתיצק אל הידיו בני ישראל ויסוף ואני מחזק אז למצרים ויבואו אחריהם ויקבדו בפרוי ובכל חילוי בריך בו יפרושו ויודו מצרים כי אני השם ויסה מלאך האלוי כי מוילך לפני מחנה ישראל ויילב מאחריהם ויית מוישה אס יודה אל היום ויולך השם אס היום ברוח קד עם עזו ויובאו בני ישראל listen to the pasuk בסויך היום ביבושו והמים להם חוימו מימינום ומשמאלום. Again, ויבואו בני ישראל בסויך היום in the water and the יבושו. והמים להם חוימו מימינום ומשמאלום. The pasuk repeats himself. ובני ישראל הלכו ביבושו בסויך הים. והמים להם חוימו מימינום ומשמאלום. The first pasuk is יודלד, pasuk חוק בייס. ויבואו בני ישראל inside the yom and the yabosha. והמים להם חוימו מימינו ומשמאלו. Then everyone goes in and Moshe puts down the water and the pasuk says of בני ישראל הולכו ביבושה בסריך היום והמים להם חוימו מימינו ומשמאלו. And the second time it's written חוימו without a vav. Rashi says והמים להם חוימו. הלולו אוהב דעביד אזורי והלולו אוהב דעביד אזורי. The water wanted to close. Hashem said but they're going to learn Torah. So first the question is, so why the first time it doesn't say V'amayim lohem choymo? Why only the second time it says V'amayim lohem choymo? Another question, the first time it says V'yavoru besoich hayom b'yabosho. The second time it says U'bnei Yisrael holchu b'yabosho besoich hayom. It says kopu pshotim, the Mefarshim say. The Goyen says, in the beginning Klal Yisrael start to walk in. The first group we know is Nachshon ben Aminadav, he jumped into the water, the Mesiras Nefesh. And such a person, the water was not angry at all. The last people was Shevet Don, they came with the Pesel. So in the beginning, Ubnei Yisrael holchu bayom bayabosho. And that step when they walked in, The Maimon was not upset. And the end, Klaus already started to walk out. Then came in all the people that just walked in after it was already dry. And they had the Pesel Micho. Then the water wanted to close already. And then we started the Shira. This is just one thing on the Shira because I really want to go to the Hemshech. It's going to get every morning, I don't know how you do it, but it says in the Pasuk, Noshafto beruchacho kisom oyom, tzololu kaiferes b'mayim adirim. Noshafto beruchacho kisom oyom, tzololu kaiferes b'mayim adirim. Who is adirim? Who is adirim? You don't say it in the morning? What do you think? What? Who is adirim? What do you think in the morning?
Deep waters.
We'll take Rashbam. I think they have a Rashbam. We'll start Rashbam. We'll start Sporna. Adirim means the Mitzrim. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, I'm sorry, Menoches. Menoches daf nun gimel. Yovoi Adir veYifra leAdirim meAdirim. Yovoi Adir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. VeYifra leAdirim is Yisrael. MeAdirim elu haMitzrim. SheNemar Tzololu Kaiferes b'Mayim Adirim. Adirim is the Mitzrim. The Mishneh Berurah and Simen Nun Aleph says, B'Shem the Primer Godim, when in the Davening in the morning you have to say Tzololu Kaiferes b'Mayim Adirim, you have to make a stop. A comma. A snachta. And it brings down in the trop, as I state. Tzolu kaiferes b'mayim, adirim. But in the mechilte, state, mayim nikru adirim, shenemar, mikoilo ismayim rabim adirim, venemar tzolu kaiferes b'mayim adirim. Rashi brings down, there's no Rashi here, but Rashi on the Tanakh. Cholov Shoal, we'll read it in the Naftore. Maim Nosno Bekois Adirim. Sorry. Maim Shoal, Cholov Nosno Bekois Adirim. He asked for water. He gave her coffee, yeah? But now he didn't bring it in a mug of coffee because then he will chap. So she used a water cup. So Maim Shoal, Cholov Nosno Bekois Adirim in a water cup. So lefi Rashi, it's tzolu kaiferes b'mayim adirim, in very strong water. So in the morning, this is the minute, when you say, as Yashi, you say, tzolu kaiferes b'mayim adirim, and you think quickly, bob shot him. I think this is all the military, this is what they do. Yeah, tzolu kaiferes b'mayim adirim, the mitzrim, or the water adirim. So, Amor, I would say the top pasuk twice. Tzolu kaiferes b'mayim adirim, tzolu kaiferes b'mayim adirim. Today, not every time I have enough time to say twice, so tzolu kaiferes b'mayim adirim, I think quickly, the bob shot him, and you go fight. Some people thought this is the reason they skip it. Just to be right on the shot. We'll go weiter. Vatikach Miriam anavio achois aroi nesatoif beyodo vatitzeno kol anoshim achareo betupim ubemchoilos vatan lo emiriam shiru lahashem ki goi goi sus veroich boirom avayo. It's a big shaila. Miriam, they only said one pasuk, the ladies, or they said the whole shira. The Chizkuni says v'chulu. It's a shaila, but why this pasuk takes place? There's another question the Paras Yosef says, why the ladies took drums? Why the men didn't sing with drums? Siddush Sforim state called Beisha Elve, they were banging that the men will not hear them. Also could be a pshat. Vatan lohen Miriam, to who she answered. Now you could say stamshad. Rashi says how they had drums. The Noshim Tzadkonias, they took the drums out. Could be the men didn't take out drums. Yeah? So I heard from Reb Tzvi Cheshin, it's the Pardes Yosef al Ateir says a beautiful word. Vatan lohen Miriam. Miriam answered the Malochim. The Malochim tainted Halolu Ayiv David Zore, Vahalolu Ayiv David Zore. There's no reason for Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no reason for Kriyas Yamsuf. So the answer is, Asidim Lekabel Esatoiro. So the Malachim said, well, why the woman could come out? The woman are not going to Mekabel the Toiro. Vatan lo emiriom. Sus veroich boirom avayom. Paroi deserves to drown. Why the horse drowned? Why the horse drowned? Why the horse drowned? Because he came to help. While he came to help Paroi. So she said, the Gemara says, Noshim b'may zachyon, that they help the husbands. So she told the Malachim, if the horse drowns, we're the ones that are helping the Talmidei Chachamim, we have a right. V'tan lo emiryom, sus v'roich b'yrom avayom. Ikar shiro es bepe. What is a drum? Klei shir is to meshabeach. The Gemara says, lipsum ekole. It comes to help the singing. Abos shir ein shiro le bepe. So the lady said, our position is that we are helpers. So we are singing shiro with the drums. V'teitze miryom anaviyo v'atoich b'yodo. What is drums? To mesayeah. Our shira, our chaylik in that we're messiah the husbands. So Tzvi Cheshit from Yeshiva said it's a mefurish apostle in Shira Shirim. Lesusosi berichvei paroi, to the horse of paroi, dimisichra yosi. I'm comparing you, my wife. You like the horse of paroi. Remember, I said it when I was young. Chosen by my shver was the Alter Rebbetzin. From Gateshead, this week Gateshead is a little bit famous, yeah. But so I can't read English, but this is what I was told. Yeah, I'm not just to make it clear. But Mikol Makoyim, so the Alter Rebbetzin was there, and I said this vote. She walked out of the room. She said, "You don't compare a Rebbetzin to a horse." And she made a mechor. This was the shirif. Now, the Pesuk is Mamshich, and I want to say a Givaldik Ezach. Bothered me for years. Vayisa Moshe es Yisrael miyamsu, vayeitzu el mitbarshu, vayelchu shloishes yomim bamidbo, velo imotzu moi. Vayovoyu moroso, velo yuchlu lishto ismai mimoro ki morime. Vayloinu om al Moshe ma nishte. Vayitzak el Hashem, vayoreyu Hashem eitz, vayash lech al amayim, vayim teku amoyim. Shom som lechoik mishpot v'shom niso. Klal Yisrael finished Kriyas Yamsuf and is the first fail. Klal Yisrael failed right away. They go 3 days, there's nothing what to drink. And it's so sad. So disturbing. You know, if Klal Yisrael would fail, Chveis, learning Torah and Shabbat, Hashem showed him he's the creator of water, right? Water, even Tutus, when he was going in there and the water stays there, Hashem, water, I know you're strong. You know, so Hashem sent the mosquito, yeah? They went out of Mitzrayim, Hashem changed the whole water. They walk in 3 days, Hashem has no water, they started to complain. Water, you know I have. The rest, water, I showed you, I'm in charge. Hashem gave them a nisayon. Vayelchu shloishes yomim veloimotsu moim. Vayiloinu om al Moshe. Why I'm so disturbed? I never enjoyed Pesach. Why? Leil HaSeder, I sit there, I manage enjoy. Shvi Shel Pesach, I'm in the high. I feel the emunah. I come to shul, and they start the shir as yashir, and they say the whole shira, and instead of stopping, Vayas HaMoshe is Yisrael, Vayelchu Shloishes Yomim, Veloimotsu Moim, Vayavoyu Leilia, Vayoreyu Hashem Etze, and it says, Vayavoyu Leilimo, Veshem, and they close the Sefer Torah. They spoil my whole Pesach. Emunah, 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 and Klal Yisrael fail like this. They close the Sefer Torah and I go home broken. For years, I could shvish a Pesach, Kriyas HaTorah was the worst day for me. Emunah, 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 as Yashir, why the Chazan needs to read that 11-7? I was sure in the new days already some shuls would take it out, yeah? What is the pshat? And it never disturbed you? Never disturbed you? So what it says, Kol HaMachol HaShosam. I heard a beautiful vote from my father-in-law. Beautiful vote. Emes La'amito. We'll go read the pasuk again. ויעשה מוישה סיסרול מים סוף וייצאו אל מדבר שור וילכו שלישיש ימים במדבר ולא ימוצו מים ויבואו מורוסו ולא יוכלו לשתות מים ממורו כי מורים הם ואלוהינו אמר מוישה לאמר מה נשתה ויצעק אל השם ויוריו השם עץ וישלך אל המים וימתקו המים. The Gemara says, and Baba Kame, Daf Pei, Lashon HaGemara and Baba Kame, it says, Moshe, Ezra tikelem leYisrael, sheyukoyrim batoiro, sheini b'Shabbes, chamishi b'Shabbes, that will not be 3 days without learning. פרק בגמורה, עזרו תיקם, מי שתיקם, שנאמר, וילכו שלושת יומים בלא מים, אין מים אלא תוירו. כיוון שכן באו למורו, and they had a chet. עומד מי שבתיקים להם שיוקרים בתירה. עשור התקונס תיקן עזרה. פרק בגמורה, עזרו תיקם. מקורם נתניה הולכו של יום המילו למוצו מים חידוש אין מים אלא תרא שנאמר היי קוצום הלכו למים כיוון שהולכו של יום בלו מים נילו עומדו נביאים שביניהם ותקנו שיקרים בתרא בשבס מפסיקים באחד בשבס קרים בשני בשבס זאת לגמורה תקנו ושוכחו. I'm asking you a question, but I want to teach you a little bit מסויר. Listen good because you remember this for all of your life. So what happened when they went 3 days? There was no water, they didn't learn. Tell me the truth, what you believe in. You believe this story that the way we read it all the years in Cheder, 3 days was no water and they complained, or you believe the Gemara? Don't answer because you were not curious, yeah? And the Maharsho says, why Chazal decided to change the Pasuk Mipshutai? And he says, because it says in the end, Shom Som Lechoyku Mishpat Vishom Niso. Vice days was a problem in learning if they had to add some learning. I'm asking, so what happened? They were thirsty? Or they didn't learn? What do you think is the truth? And if you don't believe in Gemara, stop to learn Gemara. And don't tell me it's al Pidrush. The Gemara frekt akashe. Ezra tiken, Moshe tiken. Tell me, it's kipshuto, it's not true. Moshe tiken. The Talmud says, we learn Gemara, the Gemara is emes. The problem was that they didn't learn. No shaychus to water. So what happens if they didn't learn for 3 days? The Pshat says, they went 3 days and there was no water to drink. The Pasuk is Kipshutai. But you think after Yetzias Mitzrayim, you think a person could complain on water after 3 days? Shomo Hamim Yirgozu, Rochav Azoino, 40 years later, shivering. From Yetzias Mitzrayim. The answer is, you could see all of the miracles, all of the lectures that show you the letters, the Torah, all of these kind of lectures, and I'm not speaking against no one. Without learning Torah after 3 days, the first Nisoyan, you will fail. And this would happen to Klal Yisrael. For sure they were thirsty and they were complaining. This is the story. We're not changing the story. The Gemara is mashlim the Pasuk. How it happened? And this is the reason. When Shvi Shel Pesach, before we leave Shul, we Rabbi say, it doesn't help that we had a Pesach. The 7 days have been Azmanim. You never wonder, what is the Pshat after Pesach? Some Azmanim, you know, you see guys leave early to camp. But what is the Pshat? Every camp I'm speaking about, yeah? What is the Pshat? That is one of the better camps, yeah? But what is the Pshat? I think they're the start of a camp. I think they don't let it to go in middle of Azman. I don't mind this. Reuninu, all that. I don't mean that one specific. It's one I know. When I was there, it was a very good one. But Lamashane, not as kid, yeah. But Mikol Makoyim, what is the pshat? The answer is the 7 days of Ben Azmanim from Shvi Shel Pesach to the Zman, nothing is left. People in the world make all different emunah lectures. They don't understand if the guy doesn't have a koilel, if the guy is not koveh itim latoiro, nothing is left. Klal Yisrael, 3 days without learning. They failed. They were thirsty, Hashem. Zog de elik hafetz chaim. The pasuk is mamshich vayovoyu leilimo v'shom 12 eino ismaim v'shivim tmorim. Zog de Chofetz Chaim doesn't say vayisu, says vayovoyu. It was around the corner. And Yisrael was already in a second, one more step was fresh water. Everything was ready for them. A second before, because they didn't learn Torah, they got aggravated and they failed. It's the first time to teach you, when you see a chazal and doesn't stim with the pasuk, you need a rebbe. You need a rebbe to teach you. Everything stims. But this is the emissary message. Member in life. So I'm stark in emunah, I'm stark in emunah. Not enough. Itim la toiro. Alavai, you stay learning, all of you. Aber itim la toiro. Kuvea itim la toiro. My shvet says, you heard from Shmaryo Greinemann. ויצק אל השם ויראו השם עץ וישלך אל המים וימתקו המים. And the Medrash says וישלך אל העץ וימתקו המים, המים הומתקו. The water became sweet. That's what it said like this. Chazal say the tree was bitter. So when a person takes a cup of tea and he puts sugar inside and he mixes it, it becomes good. How it becomes good? Pashas, the pshat is a cup, is water, is tea. Tea is bitter. Sugar is sweet. You mix it. A little bit sugar is an heavy place. When you take a sip, a bit sugar comes in, a bit tea. Mamish gishmak. But the tea stays bitter. If you take out the sugar, a machine that sucks out the sugar, the tree was not a sweet tree. It was a bitter tree. It changed the nature of the water to become sweet. The eitz is mesamel de teiro. It's chay mila machazikim bo. The teira changes the teva of the person. Machshaltoi meromantoi megadaltoi. They say over at Aristo, he's a very smart person. A person, Rambam brings down that he was mamash what? It's the name, no? It's in English you say a bit different, but it's the same person, yeah? Abashane. I asked that, I don't know how to say it. Abashane. I mean that 2,000 years ago, yeah? Abba Mikol Mekoyim. What, how you call him? Aristotle. But his name was Aristotle. Then English didn't exist when he existed, yeah? It can't be that that was his name. Abba Mikol Mekoyim, they saw him eating once. He was eating like an animal. You know, everything was spritzing around him. So his hands, everything was... So they told him, Aristotle? Pasnished. That matters. That he said, I'm sorry, now I'm eating, now I'm not a rister. Now I'm away for Shabbos. Now I'm with my parents. I could wear different. I could look different. Now I'm in Ben Azmanim. Now I'm home. A yeshiva bocher is a yeshiva bocher 24 hours 7. The Torah is machshaltoi meromantoi megadaltoi. Vayimteku amayim, hamayim humteku. If a person doesn't see that when he's not an yeshiva, he's a different person, now I'm home. Now I'm in my dorm. Yeshiva is the best bachur. Mamish, yeah, smiles to everyone. He comes home, he's like an animal. He speaks to his parents, he's like a tiger. So that he has a mistake. He's not connected. He's learning in college of Emir, not in Yeshiva Smir. Yeshiva Smir is Tbayum Teku Amayim, Hamayim Hum Teku. And the Sforim say, Vayoreyu Hashem Eitz, Vayashlech El Amoyim. The way the Torah changes is when you throw it into the Torah. When you throw yourself in, then the Torah changes you. But Torah has to be that the Torah changes him. I'm not saying it takes time, but measure yourself. If you see that you're behaving outside the system didn't change, you're not in the right place, you're not doing the right stuff, the Torah has to change the person. Machshaltoi meroimamtoi umegadaltoi. I'm saying now that we know the Gemara and Bava Kamma, we understand that this is what is going on here. And the Maharsho finishes, Shom som lo choyku mishpot v'shom nisou. Hashem gave them more Torah. It was about Torah. And this message was a message for the emunah. All of the emunah that you had, if you don't have the Torah to engrave it in you, when the nisayon comes, the bad part of the person comes out. A person could be nice, and pitam you see a nisayon comes and he behaves, it's disgusting even to look at him. Sorry to say that. I see it sometimes, people, imamish, they walk like with such a smile, like, you know, you think they can't even touch a fly. And when it comes to the nisayon, you see, Odom Perei Volet. It's late. I have to say one more thing. I didn't say for years. Clean the vault. We say in the Ishainus, in the Ishainus for Shabbos, Chokmu velokmu veloktu kefil bashishi. Moshe said, will not come down on Shabbos. Chokmu veloktu. This is the reason we have Parsha Shira. We live with the birds. We spoke about it last week. That Chokmu veloktu bashishi. They double take took in Friday. Shana, why it's called Chokmu? Moshe told him tomorrow will be no man. Today take double. So everyone's a pshat. It says that even if you took one when you came home, it was two. So how they took two? The minute you took one, it became two. How you mekayim the mitzvah to take lechem mishnah? And if you took one, it also became two. So I answered myself, well, maybe it only became two when you walked into the door, not in the dish. But that time, Chochem wanted to tell me, no. So if you want to mekayim the mitzvah to take double, you had to come with a huge dish, and one shot to take two. Then you mekayim the mitzvah have to take lechem mishneh. And in a short word, even in that days, it was avoid the mitzvah mekayim the achoneh for Shabbos. Chokmu velokfu kefil bashish. We have in the end of the parsha, the Amalek. ויובר המולק וילוחם עם ישראל ברפידים שרופו ידיהם מהתירה. Again, דויר המדבור מוישה רבינו, why המולק comes וילוחם עם המולק ברפידים שרופו ידיהם מן התירה. חזר זה שרופו ידיהם מן התירה. ויאמר מוישה לישוע, בחר לנו אנושים וצא עמכם בעמלק מוכר אנכי ניצו ועל ראש הגבעה. חזר סי, צא עמכם בעמלק מוכר אנכי ניצו ועל ראש הגבעה, או צא עמכם בעמלק מוכר אני ניצו. זה כמו למקרוא שאין להם אחריה. אבל אז בוא דן על הספורים דדי יסוידה ועמלק אז מוכר. עמלק tells you Tafchesa will start stark. Now, when they start a new perek, there's a guy that says, next man. Then the guy says, next man. You know, when I get married, I will start. So when I was a bocher, I said, you know, when I get married, I will start to daven k'mesh tzorich. He said, you know, when I will have kids, I will start to daven k'mesh tzorich. Then I said, when I will start to be my gitshir, I will start to daven k'mesh tzorich. Then I said, you know, when I will marry off my kids, I will start to daven k'mesh tzorich. Then the guy says, when I will die, I will daven k'mesh tzorich. Amalek says, mochol. Guys, I'll start the Fayomi. Next cycle. Yeah, okay, next Masechta, I will start. Yeah? Like Kuvayitim. I will start to work Mocho. When I'll start to walk with a hat and jacket. After my chasta, I'll start to walk with a hat and jacket. Now I'm a bocher, you know. I don't want to spend my parents' money to spend the hat. Yeah? Then the guy says, no, when I have kids, pastnish, you know, then I will start to look like a mensch. No, when my kids will be married, my Aiden comes home, then I will start to look like a mensch. When I get a grandfather, I will start to. The Kerech of Amalek is Mocho. Any person has what he has to fix. One guy is to learn, one guy is to sneer. Every guy, I'll get rid of my phone. So I'm planning. Elul, I'm planning really without my phone. I'll be okay, yeah? Yom Kippur, I will start. You know, the Windows man, then it will start. This is the Kriyach of Amalek. Amalek, So Chazal say, even the pasuk to tell Moshe to fight with Amalek, that word mochol is not clear. Say lochem be'amalek mochol, Yeshua, go to fight tomorrow. Anoichi nitzav al roish hagiva. Or say lochem be'amalek tomorrow. Even the war with Amalek was given in the Torah and clearly, because this is the koyach of Amalek. Amalek is the koyach to make things not clear. We'll stop here. Good chance.
Amalek is something.
Oh, I forgot.